Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Thursday, August 6th, 2020, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Before we start with our news, let's hear the agriculture report.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Trevor Williams is a former ag teacher who grew up in the Florida Panhandle. 2 years ago, he started the Farm Traveler podcast, which built upon his experiences both in the classroom and in FFA before that.
FFA student and then state officer, and then I taught for 2 years. And I kind of liked technology and kind of got into coding and stuff like that, but I kind of still missed being an active part in agriculture. So that's kind of how I kind of started the podcast.
The show is a chance to bring stories of agriculture to the listening public who wants to know where their food comes from. But curious consumers were not the only people who found value in the Farm Traveler episodes.
I started it off with really an aim at consumers. Well, I've learned that a lot of farmers are listening to it really because they want to know what's going on in different aspects of the ag industry. So like a row cropper might want to know how the dairy industry in the UK is going on. So that's something that I had absolutely no idea would happen. And it's been really cool because farmers are learning from other farmers, which is fantastic.
His guests range from dairy farmers like Derek Jossi to ranchers like Ranch Wives Beef Company to biotechnology researchers like Dr. Kevin Folta. You can listen to all of Trevor's podcasts and also find his blog and videos over at his website, www.thefarmtraveler.com.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture. One of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report, part of the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.
Your local news, an important announcement. The City Commission of the City of Wauchula, Florida, proclaims August 7th, 2020 as First Responder Appreciation Day, duly adopted and proclaimed the 20th day of July 2020 at a regular meeting of the City Commission of the City of Wauchula, Florida. Big thanks to Tim Staten for helping make this a reality. For the month of August, the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles is promoting child safety awareness. Whether it's looking for bicycles and pedestrians, buckling up and choosing the right car seat, school bus safety, or car and driveway safety, they want everyone to do their part in making a safer Florida. Join them in this campaign to keep children safe by promoting safety messages with the hashtag ChildSafetyFL. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services says they've received more than 650 reports of seeds and jewelry being suspiciously mailed to homes in Florida, specifically from China Post. If you have received a package from China Post or anywhere unfamiliar that looks suspicious and it might be seeds or jewelry, do not open the package. Call the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services at 1-888- 1-888-397-1517. Once again, 1-888-397-1517. Your local events, mark your calendars. The Bowling Green Citywide Mission is having a back-to-school drive-through backpack giveaway. Receive a free backpack on August 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. 607 Palmetto Street. For the first time ever, Jehovah's Witnesses will be holding their annual conventions on a virtual platform hosted on their website, JW.org. For the last 10 years, they have enjoyed gathering at the Hertz Arena in Estero and have appreciated the cooperation of local officials to make these events happen. However, they are canceling their physical gatherings this year out of concern for the health and safety of local communities. Tomorrow, August 7th, 102.1 FM and 1310 AM, WAUC will host their First Responder Appreciation Day broadcast, brought to you by COPS, Keepers of the Peace. You're invited to join the show by calling 863-773-WAUC. That's 863-773-9282. It is a show expressing our appreciation to the men and women that are our local first responders. And from what I've heard, it is going to be a blast. You can hear that on 102.1 FM, 1310 AM, 1021theoutlaw at gmail.com or on our Facebook page. For more information, call 863-773-9282 or email 1021theoutlaw at gmail.com or Timothy Staton, S-T-A-T-O-N, safety at gmail.com. Your Hardy County Jobs Z Networks is seeking applicants for an entry-level position assisting with advertising and marketing campaigns. Daily travel is required, typically within a 60-mile radius. Valid driver's license and reliable transportation is required. Pay is commensurate with experience. Please attach a resume or work history for immediate consideration. Bell's Outlet is looking for a supervisor. You must be able to work varying hours and schedules, be able to reach a minimum of 60 inches to stock and maintain merchandise, travel to assist with store openings and meetings, climb a 6-foot ladder, lift and carry a minimum of 20 pounds, be able to push and pull merchandise fixtures, and be able to handle cleaning equipment. And Dimitri's Restaurant is in Sebring is looking for servers. You can go on the website, I'll tell you in just a moment, click on the Call Employer button, and they'll tell you how to get connected. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing this, the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up next, a look at your local weather, plus the sports and business news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
Let's talk about our current reality. You're staying at home a lot right now, and there's never been a better time to avoid people. Lee Michael here with First National Bank of Wauchula. Whether you like it or not, standing in line at the bank with other human beings does not seem like a great idea at the moment. Instead, you should be using our mobile banking app from your phone or our online banking service from your computer. right? I mean, there's no personal contact, and we need to avoid crowds anyway. First National Bank is here to help. Nearly anything you can do at the bank, you can do from our digital platforms. You can check your balance, deposit a check, even pay bills with our bill pay. So, while you're hunkering down, let us bring the banking to you. You simply use your phone or computer to access your accounts and do your business. Give us a call at 863-773-4136 and we'll be glad to help. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather report last updated 10:56 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather, a few clouds, temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 73.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 66%. Heat index 93. Winds variable at 4.6 miles an hour. Visibility is 10 miles and the altimeter read 30.04 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 3:59 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy this morning, then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 80%, heat index values up to 107. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s, south winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Chance of rain 40%. Friday, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, west winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%, heat index values up to 108. Friday night, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Chance of rain 30%. That is your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast. Let's go on to our sports news.
With Esrin Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Five pitchers combined in the four-hitter for the undermanned Gritty and first-place Miami Marlins, who beat Baltimore 2-1 Wednesday night for a doubleheader sweep. They won the first game 1-0. Marlins skipper Don Mattingly said his club got a lot of help in one area.
And then a bullpen. What a day. We got a lot of guys down. We couldn't get to our, you know, we couldn't get to Kins or Box today. The second game, I had a lot of guys down. They did a great job.
The sweep of the seven-inning games kept the COVID-19 plagued Marlins atop the NL East. Other interleague play saw Philadelphia beat New York 11-7, but lose the second game of the doubleheader 3-1. Minnesota is off to a 10-2 start after beating Pittsburgh 5-2. The Cubs are also 10-2 after their sixth straight win, 6-1 over Kansas City. Cleveland blanked Cincinnati 2-0. It was Toronto 2, Atlanta 1. The Brewers over the White Sox 1-0. And Arizona doubled up Houston 14-7. This is Esrin Sports. In the American League, Boston in a four-game skid with a 5-0 win over Tampa Bay. Red Sox first baseman Michael Chavis, who had three hits, including a two-run homer, credits Martin Perez for wiggling out of jams for five innings.
Having Martin go out there and start the game just the way that he did, he went out there, he shoved, he didn't show any hesitation, he wasn't scared at all. So just having him set the mood like that, I think that's kind of what set the tone for the rest of the game, and I think we just cruised through.
Oakland won their fifth straight, 6-4 over Texas. It was Seattle 7, the LA Angels 6. The National League, Nats starter Max Scherzer exited because of a hamstring problem after laboring through just one inning. His Nationals lost to the Mets 3-1. Brandon Belt had a three-run homer and a double to lead San Francisco past Colorado 4-3. It was the Dodgers over the Padres 7-6 to tie the Rockies for first in the NL West. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger was asked how his arm feels following offseason elbow surgery.
My arm feels really, really good. We threw a lot of balls yesterday. Kind of waking up today to see how it was going to feel, and it feels great.
Steelers open up their season Monday night, September 14th at the New York Giants. With Esrin Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And now for the business news and stock market report.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. A new report finds activity in the services sector picked up last month.
Most Americans work in the services sector, and the Institute for Supply Management says its index for it rose to a reading of 58.1 in July. That's a full point higher than June. The index had been in expansion territory for more than 10 years until plunging in April and May as the coronavirus pandemic hit the economy hard.
Correspondent Ben Thomas also says the ADP jobs report said U.S. firms added 167,000 jobs in July. The oil will keep flowing through the contested Dakota Access Pipeline pending a full environmental review. A D.C. U.S. Court of Appeals reversed a lower court's order and sided with the pipeline owner Energy Transfer. Wall Street more gains with the S&P up 21, Dow up 373, another new record for the NASDAQ up 57, 2 points shy of 11,000. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
And that concludes Airtime with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day, always borrow money from a pessimist. They won't expect it back. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.